The nationwide study is working with roughly a dozen beekeepers from across the U.S., according to Penn State entomologist Nancy Ostegie. She says samples of honey that bees consume during the winter are being analyzed to see if the insects are eating anything that could weaken their immune system to pathogens or viruses. Ostegie says one possible factor could be exposure to two main sources of pesticides.
The various agricultural chemicals used by farmers, so when bees go out and collect pollen and honey, and the other is the miticides that beekeepers have been forced to use because of a mite that parasitizes the honeybee and will actually kill a colony within 2 years if you don't do something.
Ostegie says she's not for or against pesticides. She says the pathogens are the primary factor she's looking at, while pesticides and other stressors, including the nutritional quality of pollen and the transportation of bees, are being looked at as secondary factors. Wayne Anderson of the Polk-Burnett County Bee Association is participating in the study. Anderson says to date, Wisconsin has no confirmed reports of colony collapse disorder, although he did lose all four of his colonies last winter.
The cause of that is unknown. So we're looking into all kinds of possible pathogens, you name it, to try to determine the cause of why these bees all died.
The Penn State study is expected to be done within a year. Other alleged causes for colony collapse disorder range from cell phone radiation to mite-borne diseases. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.